Robert, I have another question for you.
Yes.
Now, people often ask when they're going to come for their first lesson or when they're considering it, they'll often ask, well, how many lessons will it take me to learn this? What do you tell them?
Well, my standard line is it's like asking a French teacher how many lessons to learn French, or a piano teacher how many lessons to learn how to play the piano. A lot depends on what you mean by learn it. You might want to play the piano well enough to play a little country and western music, maybe.
Oh.
Yes, you might, or you might want to be in a symphony orchestra or play with a symphony orchestra. So that's one of the things that's the most obvious way, I guess, in which it's tough to pigeonhole it. I think there are some numbers that get bandied around by teachers. A lot of teachers will talk about 10, 12, 15, 20 lessons, something in that range to get a good idea, to get a good start. I tend to use the number two or three lessons to get a sense whether it's actually a useful process for you that you want to continue. You may not get it in the first lesson, or you may. I think many people do, but sometimes I think because this teaching method is so different from what people are used to, that it just takes a little while to kind of figure out what's going on. And it's not that it's complicated, but it's a very unfamiliar thing. I mean, a teacher might ask you things like, "What do you notice about your neck?" Or "What do you notice about the way you're sitting in the chair right now?" These are questions that probably people don't usually get asked, and they need to kind of wake up a little bit to noticing themselves and then learning how to make changes. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's great. I think that's a great answer.
Do you,
Very good.
is there anything else on this? Do you want to say anything on the topic?
No, I just tell people to come in for one lesson and they'll at least learn ideas that they'll use for the rest of their life. At least that. And quite often, almost all the time, when someone comes in for one lesson, they come back again because they get a benefit from it.
I mean, of course, we're both very biased because we've taken the concept of taking Alexander lessons to the max in a way, right? We we really we've both been
We've studied for quite a long
on we
time.
have had
Yeah, we didn't just do the
you know
3-year
if you,
training and
exactly
the
and it,
three lessons before that or whatever
Yeah,
that was.
we've had the equivalent of zillions of lessons, and I think it's safe to say that neither one of us has quite reached perfection yet. What do you think?
Oh, well,
I haven't seen you in a
I
few
know that
years.
that's only true.
I can't imagine that
I can't say.
that you'd be anywhere near perfection, but I don't actually believe that I am either.
Yeah, well, that's just in the
So
nature of
we're
teacher and
biased.
teaching. It's like it seems like every week or so, I get a new idea of the same basic
Exactly.
principles. It goes to a new level, and I think, oh, so that's what it is to free my neck. Oh, so that's what
Exactly. That's exactly it.
that
That
it's just it's always changing like that. It's the same thing for any student.
I remember once sitting in one of Marge Barstow's workshops back in the 80s. I'd been a teacher for probably 6 or 7 years in this huge room with Marge in the middle working away with people. And I'm sitting on a couch and I suddenly realized that I was tightening my neck. And, I was a little embarrassed to notice that, but I realized also that I had been tightening it for years, even after Alexander training, not nowhere near what it had been, obviously, but I still had some old tightening patterns. And once I noticed that, it was pretty easy to let go of it. So that came, what, after 3 years training, 6 years as being an Alexander teacher. And I've had many experiences like that since.
Yeah, the way I like to describe it is that I think this is true. I'm not positive, but I think that we do in our nervous system, in our sensory system, we have a range of what we notice. We have our most easy and our most tight that we notice. There's a certain distance between that, if you will, as a range between that. And so when our most easy gets easier, gets freer, our most tight, where we notice that we're not quite as tight as we used to be in our most tight, but we still, for us, that's, oh, that's tight, that's terrible. Look at that most tight
exactly.
there. And I think we'll have that all along. So that's in the way we keep improving the bottom line of the most tight, or tightening our neck or anything we notice like that, the bottom line of that will get more and more refined. So we'll tend to notice it and think, oh, look, I'm tightening my neck. I can't believe I'm doing that. But that might have been what it felt like to leave our necks really free before. But we just
exactly.
have a whole different level of understanding of that.
Right. And you might have an
comparison to ease.
You might have an experience along those lines even in your first lesson. And I would say come for a lesson, and or if there's no teacher around, go to the page on my site that has suggestions for working on your own. Take a look at the stuff there and play with some of the ideas. You have to be willing to experiment, but people have been able to make quite interesting changes just based on material there that's free and readily available. So we did veer a little bit away from our original topic, which was how many lessons do you need, but I think we should end it there. What do you think?
Yes, and absolutely. Okay.